Good morning, this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're speaking today with Morgan Lewis with Warren County Public Transportation and Alice Willing with the Mercer Foundation for Health in here with us this morning too. Good morning, guys. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're speaking about public transportation in Mercer County, which a service was launched earlier this month through Warren County Public Transportation. So Morgan, we'll start with you with that bus that I've seen around a lot. People have seen it around a lot out and about going so far throughout the month of July. So, I mean, how have things been going just generally so far for the service being launched in Mercer County now?
They've been going really well, actually. So far this month, we've had more than 200 rides. So we're really excited about that. And our numbers more than doubled within the third and fourth week of this month. So I see those numbers climbing even more from where we are at now.
What type of reception have you got from the public or maybe people who have utilized the service that maybe don't have their own means of transportation? It's got to be pretty positive, I would say, so far, right?
Honestly, the best way I could explain it, I went to the Mercer County Fair more than a week ago, and I got to sit in a table and having people and just stopping and talking with them. Some of you are like, well, I'm sure you don't go here. And I'm like, we do. We go the whole county and we'll go right outside your door. We're a curb to curb service. And just the look on their face when like, huh, I guess I might be able to use that. Or, ooh, I know someone that can use that. And it's one of those, the more you see us, it's like a snowball effect because you start thinking, oh, I could use it for this, I could use it for that, and it just grows on itself.
Well, one of the many benefits of this is it can help people get to, you know, doctor's appointments or healthcare type appointments that maybe can't get there on their own and maybe don't have a family member who's available to transport them, you know, themselves. So that's where Al's Willing comes in. This is a service that can be used for that, to take you to, for example, Mercy One Genesis Alito if you want to go there, or you know, maybe a dentist appointment or something along those lines. It's important though to make sure you get the schedule right when you're scheduling to get the ride so you can get there in time for your appointment.
Correct. And so that's what I wanted to bring to the conversation today. Medical appointments are unique in that oftentimes they'll say your appointment, and even on the card you get from your provider, your appointment is at 8:30. However, all of us know, then they say, but please arrive 10 to 15 minutes early to complete your paperwork or have all the questions answered. And so that's what we'd like to reinforce now, is that when you are scheduling, to make sure you say, I need to be at my destination by 8:15 if it's a doctor appointment at 8:30. And Morgan, can you talk about your dispatchers also help people with that, correct?
Absolutely. My dispatchers tend to know that when we are setting up your trip and we ask you the where and the to, if they hear a doctor's office or a dentist and or even a job, for example, something that you need to be there at a certain time, our dispatch software that we use allows us to put a drop-off time so that our system will not let you get dropped off later than that time. So when you tell us that cutoff time, we'll always make it at least 5 to 10 minutes before anyway, so that you get there in tons of time. And then we'll tell you the time that we're going to pick you up from your house as well as your drop-off time.
And then I think the other, just in our short experience, is to understand that this is public transportation and there's a window prior to that they're picked up. It may not be at 8:10 if you have an 8:15 appointment. So can you talk about those windows, Morgan?
Yes. So right now we're very fortunate. You know, we still are growing that number, but eventually we hope to hit a large portion of our population, and it may be a 20-minute wait or 30 minutes, you know, between the pickup to drop off. So when you make a drop off, and if you get this set up, say a day in advance or even a month in advance, that puts you as the priority. But that means we're going to pick you up first if you're a little further out. So understand that we may be picking up 3 people to go to the same place. So you might end up having to get picked up 30 minutes, 40 minutes before your appointment time, but we will get you there for your appointment and to make sure we get you there in tons of time to do your paperwork.
And then I think the other really important part, while we want to provide as many services locally at Mercy One Genesis and at the clinic, this transportation also takes to the Quad Cities, correct?
It does. We even, for medical only, will go over to Davenport, Bettendorf, and Muscatine.
And that's important, like you were talking about, in terms of getting there in time, Al, right? For itself, the patient to get there and make sure you're at your appointment, but also to make sure, you know, you don't kind of mess up the schedule for the rest of the day, correct?
That is correct. So again, and we understand this is new. That's why thank you for the opportunity to talk about this today, as we've encountered just a couple of things that we want to clear up in that regard. And then I think Morgan has a great story to tell just of why it's so important for certain families.
We got a call last week from a person needing cancer treatment over in Davenport, and we were able to make it work, no problem, signed her up, and it's going to be every 3 weeks she has to go, and it's a guaranteed trip. She doesn't have to wait for family members or ask them to take off work, and the excitement she got, she was crying over the phone. She was so thrilled to have this and to take the burden off of her family, but she could still get her life-saving treatment.
Well, that's a great story. And Al, I know on your end working, you know, in the healthcare side of this, how great of a resource is this for people in the county to be able to utilize public transportation, to be able to get to, you know, necessary doctor appointments?
It is phenomenal. So I have been working now 10 years with the foundation and with Mercy One Genesis. And the very first day, so we do community health needs assessments, and we've talked about those before. Transportation has always been a number one barrier in access to care, as well as some other things. But transportation, number one. Transportation, number one. Transportation, number one. And for the first time, we really have a system now that is user-friendly and ability to service locally, meaning the county, but beyond that for their medical care. It's transformational for this community is what I would say.
And Morgan, obviously outside of, you know, healthcare appointments, you can take it basically anywhere, right? And you mentioned it's not just around Aledo or not just around Mercer County. It expands outside of the county for people to utilize the service for. So can you just reiterate for us the process if somebody is hearing this and thinks I can utilize that for me? How do they go about getting a ride? How should they schedule it? And then what can they expect?
So they call our dispatch number, which is 309-734-6001. If they haven't rode with us before, they do about a 5-minute intake with us where we give a little bit of information that we plug into our system so we never forget you again. And then you tell us where you want to go and we'll enter it up there. And the beautiful thing is we, unlike a lot of small transit agencies, accept same day bookings. So if it's one that we can fit in and you just want to go up and have lunch here on College Avenue, we can make that happen. You might wait 15 minutes, but we'll be there and we'll take you and we'll come take you back home. It gives that sense of independence that a lot of people might have lost. You know, even if it's as simple as going to get ice cream with the grandkids and you want to load everybody up on a bus instead of having to worry about fitting them all into a car and shoving together, we can offer that. It offers this whole new avenue of life that some people may have been restricted from before.
And I just think one more important thing to pinpoint here is that it's a very affordable service too for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, it comes out of our tax dollars. Every single one of you pay about $21 to $23 a year into the service. So you might as well get your money's worth with it. But the most you're going to pay anywhere right now is $7, and that's over 40 miles. In town is a dollar, both ways.
All right, before we wrap up with you guys this morning, anything else you want to highlight in terms of whether on the healthcare side or just Morgan generally about the service before we end the conversation this morning?
I think I'm a big one for loopholes. So if you ever think that we can't cover or take you where you want to go, always give me a call because I'm more than happy to find a way to get you to where you need to be.
And I just want to say, while we're on the delivery end of the transportation and the access part of it, we have to give credit to the Mercer County Board of Supervisors who initially began the conversation to make this happen. So again, we know sometimes elected officials get bad raps. But at this point in time, we really need to thank the leadership for having the foresight to reduce these barriers for everyone, for every resident of Mercer County.
Absolutely. I've had more support here than I could have ever imagined having to get this system up and going.
Great to hear. And Morgan Lewis and Al's Willing joining us on WRMJ this morning. Appreciate the time, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.